Hello, word nerds. Welcome to my podcast called The Dictionary. I hope that there are new people who are new to this. What am I trying to say? I hope I got new listeners. That's what I'm trying to say. And if this is your first episode or if you've only heard a few, please go back to the beginning of the A's and start from the beginning because it's much more fun that way. Okay, let's see. This has only been about a minute or two since I recorded the last episode, so we're just going to get right into it. Oh, damn, I don't have my pen. I wanted to make marks of where I'm finishing episodes, but that's okay. I think I see it. I think I see my spot. Okay, first word is backswing. It is all one word, backswing. That reminds me of a backwards phrase I learned how to say for a video, which I think I talked about a while ago. Njus utkelgja, which means I like to swing. I like to swing. All right, this is a noun from 1892. The movement of a club, racket, bat, or arm backward to a position from which the forward or downward swing is made. And I think that is similar to, we had backhand a few episodes back. All right, now we have backsword. All one word, it is a noun from 1597, a single-edged sword, or as I like to say, sword. Now we have backtalk. It is two words. It is a noun from 1858, impudent, insolent. Did I say impudent right? Is it impudent or impudent? I don't know. I think impudent is correct. Anyway, impudent, insolent, or argumentative replies. I don't like backtalk. That's all I'm going to say. Now we have back-to-back. There are hyphens. It is an adjective or an adverb from the 15th century. One, facing in opposite directions and often touching. Number two, coming one after the other. And a synonym is consecutive, back-to-back. Now we have backtrack. It is all one word. It is a verb. It says intransitive, and yep, that's all it is. Not transitive, just intransitive. From 1904. I don't know if I said that. 1A, to retrace one's course. 1B, to go back to an earlier point in a sequence. Number 2, to reverse a position. Maybe this is similar to the phrase I learned recently, shilly-shally. I don't know where that is exactly, but that was a phrase that I think was sort of similar to backtracking, if I remember correctly. Anyway, next is back up. This is a noun from 1951. 1A, one that serves as a substitute or support, as in a backup plan. Gotta scratch my eye. Now we have 1B, musical accompaniment. 1C, additional personnel who provide assistance. Number 2, an accumulation caused by a stoppage in the flow, as in traffic backup. That is the worst. Hey, by the way, something that you all can do to help make traffic just a little bit better for everybody. You may already know this, but the trick really is try not to hit the brakes, because as soon as you hit the brakes, understandably, it sends the next person brakes, and the next person brakes, and so people brake and brake and brake, and that's how a lot of traffic jams are started. Obviously, you have to hit the brakes sometimes. People don't pay attention. People are human. Sorry for talking a lot about this, but try and coast if you can. Well, actually, let's backtrack. Oh, funny, that's a word that I just said. Let's backtrack a little bit more. Don't drive too close to the cars in front of you, because if you do, there's more of a chance that you're going to have to hit the brakes. So give a little space, and then when the other person hits the brakes or is slowing down, you can just coast, and then if you have to hit the brakes, you do. But 90% of the time when I do that, I coast, and I don't ever have to hit the brakes. And so that's just going to help all the people behind me. We're all in this together, just like life. Deal with it. Okay, think about your fellow people and animals. All right, so number 3 for backup, a copy of computer data as a file or the contents of a hard drive. Oh yeah, you gotta back up your stuff. You gotta. Also, the act or an instance of making a backup. Now we have backup again, but it is two separate words. The last one was one word. This is a verb, and we are going to start with the intransitive definition. Oh, and it's from 1837 for those of you who are keeping track and putting all of these words in order that way. To accumulate in a congested state, as in traffic backed up for miles. Now we have the transitive transitive verb definitions. Number one, to move into a position behind a teammate in order to assist on a play. And I don't know if you can tell, but I try and say the parts in parentheses a little bit differently. That reminds me, I don't remember if I said this before, but I'll say it again. There's a great Stephen Wright joke where he says, "Sometimes you can't hear me. That's because sometimes I'm in parentheses." Okay, number two for backup. We just have the number one definition for hold back. Number three, to make a copy of a computer file or data, to protect against accidental loss. Also, to make copies of all the files on, that's the end of the definition, and then in parentheses it says, a hard drive. Very similar to the last one. All right, now we have backward, or backwards. It is an adjective, no, adverb, from the 14th century. This is the first form of how many? I won't tell you. You'll find out. 1A, toward the back. 1B, with the back, this is a weird definition, with the back foremost. So the back is the foremost. Okay, 2A, in a reverse or contrary direction or way. Well, now we have 2B. I lost my place because I looked at my recorder to make sure it's recording, and it is. 2B, toward the past. 2C, toward a worse state. We have a couple phrases, bend over backward or lean over backward, and that means to make extreme efforts, as at concession. What, like a concession stand at a football stadium? I don't think so. All right, now we have the second form of backward. It is an adjective from the 14th century. 1A, directed or turned backward. 1B, done or executed backward. 2, we have the synonyms diffident, that's a word, D-I-F-F-I-D-E-N-T. I think that's how it's pronounced. And we also have the synonym shy, S-H-Y. Number three, retarded in development. And again, as I mentioned before, this is a word just means slow. We're not talking about a person. It's totally fine to use it in this context. At least I think it is. Backwardly is an adverb, and backwardness is a noun. And then we have the third form of backward. It is a noun from 1610, the part behind or past. Yeah, I love backwards talking. That's all I'm going to say. I've talked about it before. Now we have backwash, all one word. It is a noun from 1869. 1, a backward flow or movement, as of water or air, produced especially by a propelling force. Also, the fluid that is moving backward. And number two, we have the synonyms consequence and aftermath. Now we have backwater. It is a noun from 1629. 1A, water backed up in its course by an obstruction, an opposing current, or the tide. 1B, a body of water, as an inlet or tributary, that is out of the main current of a larger body. 2A, an isolated or backward place or condition. 2B, an unpopular or unimportant field, as of study or business. Huh, okay. Let's see. Yeah, I think we're going to go to that word. All right, so next we have backwoods. It is all one word. This is the first form. It's a noun from 1709. 1, wooded or partly cleared areas far from cities. Number 2, a remote or culturally backward area. And backwoodsy is an adjective. Now we have the second form of backwoods. It is an adjective from 1784 of relating to or suggesting backwoods, especially culturally backward or unsophisticated. And, you know, this is probably one of those terms that's not the most nice to say or to use. So, you know, keep in mind if you're going to use this word, think about it. Then there was an example, a backwoods sentimentality. Next, we have backwoodsman, all one word. I'd like to update this to say backwoods person. It is a noun from 1774, a person who lives in or is a native of the backwoods. And our last word for this episode is backwrap, B-A-C-K-W-R-A-P. It is a noun from 1951, a wraparound garment as a skirt that fastens in the back. So those were the words for this episode. I would like to pick backward as the word of the episode because, as I've mentioned, I like it. I don't think I've said this before. When I was a kid, I still actually own this, but I don't wear it anymore. I had a watch that had Goofy on it, the Disney character Goofy. And, of course, being Goofy, instead of the watch running normally, it ran backwards. The numbers actually were backwards, so instead of the 3 being on the right side, the 3 was on the left side. So all the numbers were backwards, his hands went backwards, and it got to the point where it was actually easier for me to tell time on that backwards watch than looking at a regular watch or a clock, whatever. I still have the watch. I think the battery is long since dead. I have a watch, but it's an Apple Watch, and because, you know, Goofy isn't going to tell me when I get a text. Although, maybe I should wear it again. I'm going to think about that. That's my story about Goofy and my backwards watch. Thank you for listening. Today is January 30th. Happy birthday to you, and goodbye.